We learned last week, in Adonai Elam, the first three stanzas talk about the Malchus of Hashem. Hashem was a Melech, is a Melech in the present and in the future. We explained, the first stanza is Adonai Elam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, that Hashem reigned before any creation was created, and we explained based on the Yavetz, that this referred that before the world was created for 2,000 years, Hashem had created the Torah, and in that time Hashem was Bayre Yalomus Machrivan, Bayre Yalomus Machrivan, and that's how Hashem was Malach at that time. Then when Hashem created the world, when everything was created according to His will, Azai Melech Shmeinikra, He's called a Melech Befi Habriyos, He's called, like the Yavid says, He's called a Melech, and we explained that we're not just saying that Hashem is a Melech in the present, but we're explaining some type of transition, that Hashem with this world is happy with this world because it's Toiv Ma'oid. V'nei Toiv Ma'oid, and explained that Ma'oid is Adam, the same Ma'oid is Adam. And the uniqueness about Adam is that he is the blend of the Guf and the Neshama, the blend of Toiv Ra, and Hashem's, what Hashem is happy with Adam is that he has the ability, because he's a blend of Guf and Neshama, and he gets the Torah, he's going to be able to transform b'mehapach the Mera l'Toiv. And that is the what Hashem's ratzon in the Briyas, Shechina b'tachtonim, and that's b'fi ha'Briyas, that's Shmoy Nikra, because the Koich HaDibur is the Dibur stems from that blend of the Guf and the Neshama. And that's how Hashem wants Shechina b'tachtonim. The Ezes Hashem, we're going to move on to the third stanza, which talks about the future. Ve'achrei kechlois hakol levada yimloich noira. What does it simply mean? Ve'achrei kechlois hakol, and after everything will cease to be, will cease to exist, levada yimloich, he'll be alone, Hashem will be alone, and he'll rule, he'll reign, Noira will be awesome. So, we sort of, if on a simple level, it sounds like that, nothing will exist, and then Hashem will reign. Which we bump into the same issue we dealt with last week. That is, we asked the question, Mefarshim deal with this, that if before Hashem created anything, how is it possible for Hashem to be Molach? Usually we say Ein Melech B'Layam. There needs to be something, someone, in order for Hashem to be Molach. So that's what we spoke about last week. So if nothing's going to exist, so then what does it mean? Levada Yimlech, Hashem will rule alone. If it'll be alone, then what does it mean? Hashem will rule. So we're going to explain tonight this what this means. Va'achrei kechleis hakol, with the way the Eitz Yosef and the Siddur Eitz Tfilas, the way he explains it, and he says the truth is that this that we say va'achrei kechleis hakol, it can't mean literally that everything is ceased to exist, because the pasuk in Malachi says, "Ani Hashem lo shanisi, I Hashem, I don't change." Ve'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chalisim, and you, Klal Yisrael, lo chalisim, you will never cease to exist. Klal Yisrael lenetzach, we will always exist. There will always be a metzias of Klal Yisrael in the Bria. So, what does it mean then? So he says that Achrei Kechleis HaKol is referring specifically when the Rishaim of the world will cease to exist, when they will dissipate and they will be they won't exist anymore. That's what we're talking about. And he even says that it's mashma like this, because it's not really grammatically correct the way it says Achrei Kechleis HaKol. I should say Va'achrei klois hakol. What's the added chaf? So he said the chaf. He says it's kichlois. It's like kach v'dimin. When it's like kachlois hakol, but it's not really. It's not that we're going to still have a metzius of Klal Yisrael. Va'achrei kichlois hakol, he says, is referring to the time that the Risham in the world will cease to exist. Okay. So what we need to understand based on this is that okay. So now what does it mean? Levada yimlech. So Hashem is not going to be alone, because there will be Klal Yisrael. So what then exactly does it mean, Levada Yimlech? We're going to try to understand what this means. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to try to understand this stanza tonight, very much based on the tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei of the Yomim Neiron, or Shoshanim Kippur. So to start off, the truth is that we do say, V'chein l'asalavei, right? L'asalavei, we talk about Hashem's Malchus l'asalavei, in fact. We say, V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'yishar mi'aloizu v'chasidim b'rini yagilu, v'ylasa tikpats piya, v'chol harisha kula ke'oshan tichle. We say this idea that all the Risha in the world will tichle, will like dissipate like smoke, will smoke, right? Will evaporate like smoke. Kisavir mamshelas zodim in arts. We find this idea that la'asa lavai, the Risha will be tichle, will cease to exist. It will just evaporate like smoke. The very next paragraph we say, v'simloich ata Hashem levadecha. When that happens, when the Risha in the world will evaporate and will cease to exist, what's going to happen? Hashem will rule, will reign. Levadecha. Again, we use this word levadecha, right? Like we say in Adonai Olam, levada yimlech. There also it says Hashem will rule alone. So what does this mean? Hashem will be simloich. Hashem will reign alone. What does that mean? The truth is that During the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, we say this terminology in Hashiva Sheftenu. We say Umloich Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha B'Chesed Racham. L'Asalav Hashem is going to reign Levadcha. What exactly does this mean Levadcha? Another thing we need to understand is it seems as if that there's a connection. When the Risha will be destroyed in the world, then Hashem will rule reign Levade. What is the connection between these two things? V'Simlech and Vav Achibur, when these things come together. When there will be Chol Arisha, Kula, Kashan, Tichla, Kisavim, Mashal, Zadim, and Arts, Vesim, Leich, that will lead to this, some type of connection. What does this mean? What's the connection? And what does it mean Hashem will rule Levade? So, like this, the Ramchal in Maimer HaChachma, he goes through the Yom Neiron davening, and he says like this. Talking, going through the Shemoneh Esrei, he says, "Vaylasa tikbat spia." He's talking about that the ra will go away. V'ho ikar, and the main way the ra will leave the world, is behavir amolek min ha'olam. When amolek will be removed from the world, then that's what we're referring to. And he says, "Hashvua, there's a shvua she'ein ha'shem v'hakisei sholem ad shiyim chashmoy." When the Chazal tell us that the shame of Hashem and the kisei and the throne of Hashem will not be complete until Amalek will be eradicated from the world. V'zehu, and this is what we're talking about in davening when we say, says the Ramchal, kisavir memshales zodoin min haaretz. Kisavim Mamshel Zadim and Arts is referring to the time, Lasalave, when Amalek is going to be totally eradicated from the world. That is, Chol Arisha Kula Kashan Techla, Kisavim Mamshel Zadim and Arts, when it's Savar Mamshel Zadim and Arts, then it's going to be, all the Risha will be gone. That's specifically, uniquely talking about this, that Amalek is not going to be in the world. And he says, because Hashem's name and throne is not complete until Amalek leaves the world. What does this mean exactly? What does it mean that as long as Amalek is in the world, Hashem's shame, what does that mean? What does it mean? And Kisei is not Shalom. What does this mean? So we're going to try to expand on this a little bit right now. And that is like this. We know when we talk about the shame of Hashem, we've spoken about this in the past. We say, right, Ata Echad, Vishimcha Echad. Ata Hashem and His name. What does it mean, the name of Hashem? So all the Mefarshim explain that the shame of Hashem is referring to Hashem's hanhoga, the way he relates to the world, the way he acts, the way he's noyheg in the world. And that's really the only way we know about Hashem. We don't really know the ato, who Hashem is, the etzem Hashem, we can't grasp at all anything about Hashem. What we could understand a little bit is the way he's noyheg with the world. And that's a name of a person, is how you know someone is the shame. The shemus of Hashem are all correspondent to different anhagas. That's why there's many different shemus of Hashem, because they all correspond to a different type of anhaga. And that's the way we perceive Hashem, through the shemus of Hashem. So what does it mean that as long as Amalek is around, Hashem's name, Hashem's shame, is not complete? What that means is like this, that when Hashem is noyig with the world, there's two basic ways Hashem is noyig. One is a way called nes. Hashem will do an open miracle. That's one way Hashem is noyig with the world. But that's not the normal way. That's not the regular way Hashem runs the world. And that is the way Hashem runs the world is through teva. Hashem set up laws of nature, and the world runs on teva. We know that Amalek, what they, Asher Karcha Vaderech, Chazal tell us, right? We know that they say that teva, nature, is not coming from Hashem, nothing to do with Hashem. It's by happenstance, right? It's mikra. Things that happen just happen to be. It happens to be that it didn't rain in a month, but it has nothing to do with anything. It's nothing to do with God. It's this is nature. Nature makes it that this things are going on. This right. It's nature. There's a virus, right? It's whatever. It's not. This is just a virus started. How it started, whatever. But it's just going. Whatever. That's mikra. That's mikra is that things just happen. And that's the ideology of Amalek. Amalek believes that the teva in the world is not connected to any upper hand, right? It's not Hashem, it's Mikra. That's what Amalek stands for. This is what it means that Hashem's name is not Shalem. Hashem's name means Hashem's Hanhaga. The idea is to realize that the Hashem's Hanhaga is in everything. Meaning, even we know that when Hashem does an open miracle, that's obvious that it's from Hashem. But the truth is that even the teva, that Hashem set up the teva, is really all, is all Hashem is governs it and controls the teva. And I'd like to read out a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban, Al HaTorah, in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, on the Pasuk of Ani Kel Shakai. So he says, what is the Sheyrish of Shakai? So he brings down different pshatim. Then he says from Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Avram Pirushu B'Shem Hanogadzal, Migzeras Shoided. Shakai is from the Sheyrish of Shoided, that he's able to like vanquish, to conquer, to overpower. Kiloimar, what does that mean? Minatseach, that he conquer, he overpowers, he rules over. Umishoided Marochis HaShemayim. The Marochis HaShemayim refer to the mazalis and Shemayim that bring down the teva, everything that comes down to the world. And he says like this, why are we calling Hashem Shakai? He says like this, Ki boy, with this name Shakai, Yasu hanisim hanistorim la tzadikim. Hashem does nisim nistorim to the tzadikim. Lahatzel mimavis nafsham ulchayoisim burov, to save the tzaddikim from death and to feed them while they're hungry, ulufdaisim b'molchama miad cherif, to redeem them at war, kichal hanisim hanasim lavrom ulavis, like the nisim that happened to the avis, and also everything that the Torah talks about in bechukaisai and kisavai, the brachis and the klalais, all of that shakulam nisim him. He says like this, ki ein min hateva, because it's not natural. This does not stem from teva. She yivoyu haksham and beitam, but of deinu elohim. Meaning, this that when we do the mitzvahs properly, then rain comes. That's not teva. That's not teva. The rain comes. Rain seems is like teva, but we're told in the Torah, we're promised in the Torah that when we do the ratzon Hashem, then the rain will come. And the sky won't be like iron and not give rain. If we plant during Shemitah, then the Torah says that the Shemayim will not give rain. Is that nature? That's not Teva. All the promises in the Torah are like this. They're not natural, they're not Teva. Aval kulam nisim. They're really all nisim. Ubukulam tisnatzach marachas hamazalas. Hashem is sort of, I guess, manipulating the nature. Meaning to say is that the nature that comes down to the world is through the mazalis. And Hashem has this overpowering hand over the mazalis. Yes, Hashem set up nature, but Hashem manipulates the nature and overpowers and could govern and control the nature. So even though there's nature in the world, and it's teva, yeah, things happen the way they happen, But Hashem is on top of and governs and over could control the nature to the way he wants it. And that's all nature's like that. All the Esther's nature. And it seems, seemingly, nature is just something that is automatic. It's just by happening that this how things happen. But no, even not just when Hashem does a nace, an open miracle, but even hidden things, all the teva is really nace. And this is the idea he explains of nace nister. He says, that's what Hashem does with the shame of Shakai, that he's shoyded, he conquers and he overpowers the mazalis. So we see that Hashem's hanhoga is even in the teva, Hashem is noyeg the world. And this is the stira between Hashem's shame and Amalek. Amalek says, no, Hashem's hanhoga does not govern the teva. The teva that we see in front of our eyes, that's just happens to be. It's natural, it's nature. But in truth, it's not like that. Right? Hashem's shame, his hanhoga, his shame is really complete in every, it's in every aspect. It's even in the teva. But as long as the influence of Amalek is in the world we live in, Hashem's name is not Shalem. That means that we don't see, it's not, the influence of Amalek influences us to some extent that we don't see in every single area of Teva, the Yad of Hashem. How Hashem's, like we say, Lasa Lavai, it's going to be Malchusai Bakol Mashallah. That Hashem, we're going to realize, Lasa Lavai, that Hashem's Malchus is Bakol Mashallah, really rules over everything. There's a very interesting thing. The Maimar HaChochma, he says like this. So the Ramchal over there, he says like this. Vihine, and behold, Hayoidim Sisrei HaHanhoga BeEmes. Those who know the secrets of Hashem's Hanhoga in the world, Yoidim, they know. She'af al pi, even though Shalafi Hanira, what seems to be, is that ha'olam nezav l'mikrim, the world is left to mikra. Things just happen. U'bechiras b'nei adam l'gamri. Right? People could choose what they want. People could do whatever they want. Hine, really, behold, hashlita l'fonov l'asayis mashe yachbites. Hashem really, really, those who know the Sisra and Hagab Emes, they know that Hashem really has control over everything, and Hashem could do whatever he wants. U'bezois hashlita, Yisakan Olamai. And with this shlita, this is what's going to be the Tikkun Olam Lasalave. And he says, V'zeh, this is what it means, Sheyadanu Hashem Olakeinu Shalshaltan L'fanecha. We say in the davening, K'moy Sheyadanu Hashem Olakeinu Shalshaltan L'fanecha. What does it mean? We know that a Shaltan is L'fanecha. The Shaltan L'fanecha means is that in every area, Hashem has dominion, Hashem has power over everything. Over everything, Hashaltan Lefanecha. And this is what's going to be revealed, La'asilavai. And this is the idea that, this is what the Ramchal means, that, Kisavim Ramshel Azadim in Aretz, then Hashem's shame is going to be Shalem. In fact, it happens to be that the Siddur HaGro, the Seich Yitzchak, brings down, and we say Shashaltan Lefanecha, and then we say Oiz Biyadecha Ugvura Biminecha. We won't get into it exactly. What are these two things? But he just okay involved. But he brings them for the Malbim that these two things correspond to Hanhogas Hateva and Hanhoga of Nes, Nes Nigla. Oiz Biyadecha, the Yadcha is the left hand. That's Oiz is referring to the Teva. Even the Teva, the Oiz is Biyadcha, isn't really in Hashem's hands. Ugvura Biminecha is Gvura is the Nes Nigla. That's Biminecha. That's in Hashem's right hand. So Shashaltan, we know Shashaltan Lefanecha, that both Oiz Biyadcha and Gvura Biminecha, Hashem has control over all the Anhagas in the world, both Nes and Teva. And with this, we could understand the connection to Kisavim Mashal Azadim in Aretz. We said that when La'asa Lavai is going to be Kol Arisha Kulak Ashen Techla, Kisavim Mamshel Azadim in Aretz, then we say, V'simloich Ato Hashem Levadecha. Then Hashem will rule levadai. What does it mean Hashem will rule levadai? What that means is that in the world we live in, the influence of Amalek makes it that it's not totally clearly apparent that Hashem rules alone. Hashem is the only kaviyachol, the only like a power. Hashem is not levadai. We see other things. Amalek says that, oh, there's mikra, things just happen. There's teva, there's nature, mother nature, right? There's other things in the world. When kisavim mamshela zodim in arts, the influence of Amalek is going to be eradicated. Then we're going to realize that everything is Hashem. Hashem is going to rule levadai. That means that all the anhag in the world, we're going to be makir. It's all from Hashem. Everything Hashem has the control. And Hashem has the ability to manipulate everything in the world. The nature is really everything. Hashem is behind everything. That's behind the scenes, is behind everything. And that's what it means, that v'simlechat Hashem levadecha. Hashem will be alone. It will be all from Hashem. And this is what it means. V'achre kechleis hakol. After everything, all the risha, the Amalek will cease to exist. Then levadei yimlech. Then Hashem will be Melech Levadi, will all be Hashem. We're going to realize that Ein Oid Melvadi, there's nothing but Hashem, everything is from Hashem's control. And we're coming to Purim is around the corner, so this is something, a very interesting thing about unique, or what's the two of the themes of Purim. Is one is that we know that Purim is unique, that it was a nace of Nes Nistar. Meaning Hashem didn't most Yom Tovim, Pesach, Hanukkah, we celebrate that there was an Eis Nigel. Hashem went against the laws of nature. Hashem, right, split the sea, or Hanukkah, he made the nearest light. But Purim, Hashem didn't break any rules of nature, right? It's called an Eis Nistar. But we came to realize that that was from Hashem. Another thing about Purim is that Purim is the Nitzachon was over Amalek. Right? Haman was from the Zera Amalek. Really, these two things come together because the idea of the Nitzachon of Purim was this, that we realize what the antithesis of Amalek. Amalek says that everything is mikra, everything is teva, it just happens to be. Things just happen. It's not coming from Hashem. And that's why Purim was specifically a Nes Nistar, that it was in the Teva. No, Hashem didn't change anything. Hashem was manipulating the Teva. Hashem was controlling every single pasuk in the Megillah with someone. Everything is a Nes there. But it wasn't, Hashem was not changing the Teva. It was all in the Teva. We came to realize the opposite of Amalek. We came to realize that in the Teva, Hashem has controls everything, even in the Teva. It could be, that's the idea. We know that the Rambam tells us that all the Yom Tovim are going to be batal asalavi, but Yimei Purim lo yivatal. The Yom Tov Purim is going to be around the asalavi. Because that's really the time of asalavi. The time of asalavi is to realize when it's going to be eradicated on Amalek, we're going to realize that everything we see in front of our eyes, not just when Hashem does an open miracle. The open miracle is there to help us to realize that everything really is, even the Teva is a miracle, right? Like the Ramban says, that from the open miracles, we're supposed to realize that the Nisim Nistarim, everything is from Hashem. Then it's going to be Ein Oid Melvadai. We're going to realize V'simlechat Hashem Levadecha. And that's what the Yom Tov Purim is, that idea, that Hashem's hand is in everything in our lives, even in the Teva. With this now, we could understand the last word. Levada Yimlech Noiro. Hashem will be the Noiro, the awesome one. What specifically we're saying? So it's an amazing thing. We say, in the Rosh Hashanah davening again, you should give a pachad, all the ma'asim should have fear from God. And then we say, and we end off, Vishimcha noira al kolmasha barasa, and your shame, your name, inspires awe over all that you have created. Vishimcha noira, we know Hashem, kamoishi yadana, we know that vishimcha noira al kolmasha barasa, that your name inspires awe over everything you created. And I was bothered for many years, very interesting thing. We know that Hashem's, your name inspires awe. It always bothered me. but we see that it doesn't. I mean, we don't see that the world, we're all the Chafetz Chaim, all this atheists all over the place. What does this mean? That we know that Rav Shimcha Neir al-Kol Masha was everybody. The answer is, I think, that we're being told here that Hashem's name indeed inspires awe. Al-Kol Masha Brasa. That we know. But now we're under the influence of Amalek, and Hashem's, the Shimcha is not complete. So now that Hashem's shame, Hashem's hanhaga, is not revealed, that it's all Hashem, everything is from Hashem. So it's lacking in the Vishimcha Neira Kol Masha Brasa, because Hashem's name is not Shalem. But La'asilavai, we know that really Hashem's name, when it's complete, when it comes to the full revelation, Hashem's shame, it's hanhaga, where it's coming from, that Einan Levadi, then it will be Vishimcha Neira Kol Masha Brasa. And that's what we're davening, that La'asilavai, yeah, V'chein, V'yurucha Kol Amasim, La'asilavai, when Hashem's name is going to be complete, then Vishimcha Neira Kol Masha Brasa, then will be Noira. That's Levada Yimlech. When La'asilavai, Acher Kechles HaKol, after Amalek is eradicated, the influence of Amalek we're not going to have. And we're going to realize that even the Teva, everything is under the control of Hashem. It will be Levada Yimlech. There's nothing but Hashem. Ein Oid Levada. Then Noira. Hashem will be Noira. Will be Shimcha Noira Kol Masha Barasa. Because Hashem's name will be Shalem. Oh, if Hashem's name is complete, then Shimcha Noira Kol Masha Barasa. And this is the loss of love when Hashem's malchus is gonna be levada yimlech. This will be the ultimate malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to the tikkun olam, Hashem's malchus. And that's also could be what we say, that Hashem's, as long as Amalek is around, Hashem's shame is not shalom, and kisoy, his throne, is not shalom. What does that mean? His throne. That could be because we know that the word kisei refers to Malchus. Rashi, right, in Parshas Vayiketz, Parai told Yosef, Ata tial besi val picha yishakami, rak ha-kisei egdel mimaka. The only thing I'm going to hold up above you is the kisei. Rashi says that I'll be the melech. Loshen shem hamelucha. The melucha is called kisei. The throne is a coin for the melucha. So as long as Hashem's shame is not shalem, then his melucha, so to say, his kisei is not shalem. But la'asilavai, when it's going to be kisei, the shame shalem, when we're going to be when we're going to realize that everything is from Hashem, even the teva is from Hashem, then it's going to be levada yimlech. That will be the kisei shalem, and that will lead to noira. Will be ruchah kol amasim.